He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
And it is a good day. It is June 2015. This is SNU, everybody. This is He Said, She Said, and we are on the edge.
We are halfway through 2015 already.
Halfway through?
Halfway through. It's a sixth month. It's amazing. I can't believe it. But see, time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're healthy.
Yes, and what a great time to be alive here in Vernon, because it is a beautiful desert-like weather strip here for us, and we get that nice summer hot, dry heat. It's almost like Hawaii here with the lakes heating up for swimming and fishing. Love it, love it, love it.
Well, it has been a little rainy over the past week. However, I don't think anybody's complaining, because we do need the rain, and if there's more rain than if you're camping, you get to have a campfire. So it's no fun going camping without a campfire. So it can rain for a while, get nice and wet. So everyone who's camping or in their backyards or whatever they do, they can have a campfire. And speaking of campfires.
What about speaking of campfires?
What's cooking?
Hey, I'm supposed to say that. So what's cooking?
Okay, what's cooking? Because it is summertime. Well, at least in our part of the world, it's summertime. If you're in Australia or New Zealand right now, it's winter for you, but your winter isn't quite like our winters in Canada. And so I thought homemade teriyaki sauce. You know, it's really good to make your own sauces and dressings and salad dressings, because, you know, even though it says healthy choice or low calorie and healthy and the best you can buy on the market, you look at the ingredients and it's just a bunch of crap.
Also, the ingredient panels cannot be trusted any longer.
Right.
The companies that make the stuff lobby. They got lawyers and attorneys. They legislate, so they are not forced to actually disclose all of the information.
Right.
That is actually in their crap. If you look at a label and think, oh, that's all that's in it, you are living in denial.
Right. So it's best to make your own. It doesn't take a lot of time, but you know that you're getting good ingredients. So this is my homemade teriyaki sauce, and it's a great marinade for chicken, shrimp, salmon, whitefish, beef, tofu, whatever you want, right? Whatever floats your boat, let's say. And tamari is dark brown in color and usually slightly thicker than regular soy sauce. The salty fermented taste derived from soybeans. So that's called miso, and it's actually served as a basis for the development of tamari, because we're going to use tamari in this, not today, but tamari. Tamari, T-A-M-A-R-I. That was my little joke. Did you get that?
Uh-huh.
Not today, but okay. Now, from soy, derived from soybeans. And the soybean is the most widely grown and utilized legume. It's a legume in the world. And soybeans provide an antioxidant boost from inherent natural chemicals called isoflavones. So there you have that. And there are fatty acids present in edamame. Now, the development occurred during the Edo period in 1600s in Asia, when extra water was added to the miso paste, which was the ground-up soybean.
Somebody figured out how to make more profit by diluting it.
Well, whatever. Okay, probably. And so it created a really thick, dark sauce. And the flavor of this sauce was called tamari. Not today, but tamari. Sorry, I'm on a roll right now.
Not tamari, but tuber.
But later, the changes in the process added wheat, of course, to the paste's ingredients. And today, tamari can be purchased with either wheat-containing or wheat-free. We always get the wheat-free version. That would be great for people who are gluten intolerant.
The entire human race.
The wheat-free is original Japanese soy sauce. So just so you remember that. And its recipe is closest to the soy sauce originally introduced to Japan from China. And its well-balanced, smooth, rich flavor goes beyond the saltiness, so there's benefits to it. So you don't even have to use your salt shaker at all. It won't even be missed. You can buy a low-sodium variety and wheat-free varieties.
I'd like to see that, you not using a salt shaker.
Yeah, I like that. Celtic salt. This recipe is on our website under recipes. under articles, under recipes. So you're going to use a half a cup of the gluten-free, wheat-free, low-sodium tamari sauce, 2 tablespoons of dark sesame oil, juice from 2 oranges, 2 tablespoons of unpasteurized honey, 2 tablespoons of ginger, peeled and minced, half a cup of scallions, chopped, 2 teaspoons of garlic, minced, and 2 teaspoons of sesame seeds, toasted. That's optional. Now mix all this up, and it makes about a cup, approximately. And you can shake that all up and just let it sit for a couple of hours. Now you can put this in the fridge. It can last up to about a week, or you can use it that same day. And then you want to marinate whatever it is that you want to marinate for a couple of hours. And you've got a beautiful sauce, and everybody who's ever had it just absolutely loves it. And it can't hold a candle to what you buy in the store.
Well, when you have a relationship with food, things happen, and you're different from everyone else. I just read a stat that people who actually buy their own food and make their own food from scratch, like this particular recipe, are on average 10 pounds lighter than people who go out and never buy food and make it. And also another interesting stat, people with a toaster in their house, in their kitchen, are 7 pounds fatter on average than people that don't have a toaster.
That's an interesting piece of trivia. That really is, isn't it?
Yeah, it just goes to show you how disconnected or connected, depending upon how you look at it, we are to food. You know, if you have a relationship, your quality of relationship is everything. Like, think of people and work and life, relationship. Well, what's your relationship like with food?
Right.
Most people don't have any at all.
Exactly.
None. Zero.
Yeah, so protein and salad is a good thing. It's that time of the year. So you can make a beautiful homemade teriyaki sauce, and you can barbecue, you can broil it, you can bake it, you can do whatever you want, and it just is absolutely delicious, and there's no added sugar except for the unpasteurized honey. You can make it sweeter, you can make it not as sweet, but it really is delicious, and that ginger is yummy in there, so it's time to make it, everybody.
Yeah, and you still owe me a fresh whipped cream extravaganza. So instead of that, I'll use the tamari, okay?
All right, dear. We'll do that.
I can just see you being drenched by me pouring a huge amount of it over you.
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyways, let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
Are we having fun?
Oh, yeah. We're always having fun, dear.
Okay.
She said, it's about having fun.
That's right.
Okay, so that's cool. So get your tamari sauce on, people.
Not today, but tamari. Sorry.
You got me on that one. Okay, so who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. George Towson, co-founded Revamped Fitness, and it's all about challenging the mind and body while inspiring nutritional habits. He's taken our program. He's a graduate. He's moving on. He's doing his own thing. He's got his own concept right now, but he really is into the nutritional habits. He calls it a habit, a nutritional habit. And he works with top MMA fighters, pro and amateur athletes. And George, when he was a kid, majorly suffered from asthma as a child, and he switched his mind. He's also an MMA fighter himself. I believe he was, right? Correct? He was into that, which his mother didn't like very much. So you have to have a really strong mindset. I think to be any top athlete, you need a really strong mindset. So he switched his mindset and pushed through his problems. He calls it persistent stubbornness, he says. Challenge your mind. It's all about challenging your mind. You know, if you want to do it, do it. It's up to you. Make it a habit. So he always thinks like lead through example, he says. However, you need to respect the person that you're taking the example from, which is something that we've said as well. That's very important, right?
Yes, and also it's great to see the influence of the CSNA program,
mm-hmm.
You know, and how it kind of works its way out in people's lives. So they're going along into athletics and training, and they're super fit, super focused. And then the CSNA comes along, and it injects them with new knowledge, new information about nutrition. And then always what happens is that it begins to manifest through the teaching and through changes in people's lives, better nutritional habits, so that ultimately the outcome of your life and on a cellular level is in sync with optimum health.
That's right, and it's wonderful. One of the things that really got to George was he says he was watching a really successful MMA fighter, and he thought to himself, how do you build an MMA fighter? What do you need to do this? And this is what captivated George to do what he does today. What mindset do I need to have? And he says his method of teaching is not a sprint, but it's a marathon. So it takes time. What does a person want to achieve? That's the first thing he would say when you go into his studio in Revamped, it's called, in Vancouver. What do you want to achieve? It's not one shoe fits everybody, right? How can we make this happen, and how can we get the warrior inside you to come out? And he believes that everybody has a warrior inside them. But some tactics don't work for everybody. I know for me, being a dancer, when I had some dance teachers that were kind and gentle and worked with me and understood me, I worked very well. But there were some teachers that were rude and mean to me. That didn't work for me. But it does work for some others.
I guess I better change my strategy.
I think you better change that strategy.
You like the kind teacher as opposed to the mean one?
Yes. But also, I don't mean there's nice, wishy-washy, but they push you through it. You can do this, Tracy. Try it again. Try it this way. Try it that way. They work with you. They actually are coaches. They coach you through it. And some days you're on, some days you're off. George is also developing a new certification program, course, for personal trainers to teach them to coach, or for anyone, actually, who wants a career in the field. This program is 15 months long. There's classwork and practical work, and it's going to make you a high-end trainer. It really does sound like a fantastic program. You've read through the program yourself, haven't you, Corey?
Yes, he and I have been working together in that realm of looking at the program and giving him some advice and feedback on the course structure. But it's just wonderful, again, to see a CSNA graduate work out his own concept, his own system. I did it, and many others have done it. Paul Check has done it, Charles Poliquin, Michael Colgan. You know, you ultimately create your own institute, your own school, and anyone can do it. There's no law that says you can't, except that the law of inhibition, you know, we're inhibited mainly by ourselves. So
exactly.
The culture that you live in will try and persuade you not to try these kinds of things, because independent, free-thinking, self-directed human beings are not what most socialist, communist, slash capitalistic societies want.
And, you know, you find that some people are jealous of you when you think for yourself and you go outside the box and you become successful. You find that there's a lot of animosity around. Well, get away from those people. But one of the things that we noticed, because we did go to Revamp and visit George, and I found that all his clients really liked him. He was quite popular, you know what I mean? And he had this attitude about him that they were all very satisfied with George. So that was awesome.
Well, respect ideally should be earned, not demanded or enforced, right?
Yeah. This program, he wants to create superhuman teachers and coaches and broaden the spectrum for trainers and coaches. He says to be an all-round, like-minded individual. You want to keep on track, think positive, create your destiny through visualizing and goal setting. I think that's really, really important. I mean, you do that. I know you saw the CSNA. I mean, I know I do that, and we know like a lot of people that we associate with, they see it, then you start talking about it, and then you make it happen. So it's really good to hear our CSNA students fulfilling their visions and dreams. And I just want to thank George, and I wish him all the best.
Yes, and when I have my meet and greet, first consultation with new students, of course, I like to ask them what they're doing and what their career objectives are. And then I try and let them know that as they move through the course and read, they're going to learn about other people, other students, other individuals, where they are, or perhaps not even connected to the industry at all, but for whatever reason, developed a sincere devotion to something new and different and better than what they were doing. And the program helps you to see what opportunities exist in the world of sports nutrition. You know, you can write a book, you can create a website, you can create an institute, you can build a health food store, you can get a job as a consultant with big companies, you can travel. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the opportunities, because there's a sea, an ocean a universe filled with sick, heavy-set, unfit people that need guidance and advice.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So, you know, it's green with opportunity, this field. Green with opportunity. And what do they say this day and age? Go green, right?
Absolutely. Green is the color of nature, and that's where the chlorella, the chlorophyll, the spirulina, all that green stuff comes to mind, right? That's life, that's energy, it's alkaline, it's magnesium rich. So yeah, I think green was a good choice. And again, George is just a prime example of watching somebody flourish, wanting something more than the status quo, wanting to fulfill his own destiny rather than just sitting around waiting for the phone to ring.
And you know, for those of you listening to SNU right now and you are challenged a little bit and you want to move on your own and you want to become an entrepreneur, reach out to some of the other CSNA graduates. And if you need their email address, please send me an email and say, Tracy, I want to get a hold of so-and-so, such-and-such. I heard their SNU and want to find out how they did it. Or just have a chat, because we're a team CSNA, and we work together, and we will always be behind each and every one of you all the time. So that's that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. We will help you achieve your goals. Right on. Okay, so what is your hot topic?
The hot topic for today, or this month, is summertime fun or fatal. What does that mean?
Those are two extremes.
Hello? Well, summertime is fun. It's a happy time of the year. Sometimes it can be holidays, you know, playing on the beach, swimming, surfing, over-drinking, late nights, overeating, dehydration, sunstroke.
Well, it's like our
favorite I mean?
Saying. It's our favorite saying. It's all fun and games until someone
loses an eye. And, you know, and, yeah, exactly.
I mean, actually think about that. Get that picture in your mind of somebody losing an eye.
Summertime, extreme heat. Now, dehydration plays a huge, big factor. I mean, we're dehydrated anyway, then add a bunch of heat and more sweat onto that. You're going to need to rehydrate yourself. So we want to get the prevention of sunstroke. So you want to make sure that you get a lot of water, you get a lot of electrolytes. Watermelon is wonderful for that. Fresh fruit salads. And
especially when you inject it with alcohol first.
Yeah, exactly. Then there's the barbecues, right? So you can be heavy on the meats and all of that. And some people aren't eating their salads, or maybe you go out and they're laced with foods that you wouldn't normally eat, but you're having a great time. So you really want to make sure that you have a drink of alcohol. If you drink alcohol, have a drink of water. Have a drink of alcohol, have a drink of water. Now, if you suffer and you get overheated, it's very easy to get a fever blister or a cold sore. So make sure you take up your lysine. That's just a matter of being too acidic and getting overheated. But the thing is, lysine really helps prevent that, doesn't it?
CHI Prime Directive, supply your biological demand.
Yeah.
When the demand increases, increase your supply. When it decreases, decrease. It's the balance that you
right.
need to maintain.
Essential fatty acids, get them in eternally. That will really help for sun damage, right? Because if you're smoking cigarettes and you're drinking alcohol and eating a cheeseburger on the beach, hello, and you got extreme heat coming at you, you're just asking for a sunburn and asking for skin cancer. You're just like, please give it to me now. So you got to take care of yourself from the inside out.
Yes, and this is why when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you've got to do is reach for that cool glass of water, a big glass of water. You know, add some lemon if you want, but just so many people I talk to don't do this. They don't wake up and have a glass of water the first thing in the morning. I just can't imagine not doing it.
Put it right beside your bed.
Yes.
I mean, I have one all the time right by my bed. I don't have to have cold water. I like room temperature water. But if you are hell-bent on having ice cold water, get yourself a little thermos, you know, and then put it by your bed. So it's
well, I'm
right
just working
there.
On a lecture outline for my new tour starting in Victoria June 9th with Purica. And I'm going to do a 20-year summation from when I left Victoria to where I'm going to be back there on June 9th, 20 years later. So
Wow. What
happened, one of my great experiences, this is relative to our discussion, is I met Dr. Abram Hoffer. Meeting him was such a delight, and he's just, you know, a incredible resource of knowledge. But he really believed that a lot of dementia and Parkinsonism and Alzheimer's and mental illness was caused simply by dehydration, a dehydrated brain that dehydrated not overnight, but over decades because people don't drink water.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's that simple. It's so simple, it's stupid. Remember?
But when you get to that state, let's say you're 55 and you haven't been drinking water for 40 years, what are you to start? We're going to drink one glass of water and cure yourself?
Yeah.
No, it's going to take months and years.
Now, this is what George said, a nutritional habit that you get into, right? You have to make it a habit that every day you wake up in the morning, you drink that water. Now, you want to be before noon, you should have at least a liter of water in you and drink 2 liters of water every day. If you're working out, drink an extra liter. If it's hot, drink an extra liter. So you should be getting 4 liters of water a day. Build a relationship with your bathroom, right? But you're going to be sweating it out anyway. So, you know, just be smart about it. Take the water with you everywhere you go. Also, another tip is use a good hair oil because your hair does get sun damaged. Your skin gets darker, your hair gets lighter. So make sure that you use a lot of good oils in your hair as well as eating good oils as well. Wear a hat. Hat can prevent you from getting your head too hot and from sunstroke. So there's lots of little things that you can do, little things that make a big difference in the heat of the summer, because summer is a wonderful time of the year. But if you suffer like this, like you can get majorly sunburned, and then it's no fun anymore.
Well, I use aloe in the morning, my morning ritual with my dry brush massage. But part of what I do as an aftershave is use pure aloe vera. You could drink it if you like, but I use this externally. And it's valuable. It's a high-quality aloe. It's not modified. It's not a pharmaceutical. It's just like a plant aloe. And I put it all over my skin, my back of my neck, behind my ears, my face. I think that's really useful. But I also put it in my hair, because I get all this goo on my hand when I'm putting it on my face, and then I put it through my scalp and hair, and it goes into my scalp. I've been doing that for a long, long time. So okay. That's why I don't really have a lot of gray hair, dear.
Okay, Fabio, whatever.
Fabio.
Also, you can add coconut oil. Just get yourself a bottle of coconut oil, and just use that only for your skin, and then have one for your cooking. And just dig your finger in it, or use a little coconut spoon, and just coconut oil yourself up after the shower or before you go to bed. What I do is I also have a spray bottle, and I make my own oils, and I can use filtered water, or I can use a really nice witch hazel, and I use a lavender, lemon, ylang ylang, and I spray it all over my body in a nice big sprayer after I shower, after I come out, after my workout, before I go in the sun. And also the bugs don't like it either, so I don't get mosquito bitten. So there's a lot of great things that you can do out there that don't cost a lot of money, that is very simple, that are going to protect you for the rest of your life, and your skin and your body is going to thank you.
And yes, and it, like a good workout, there's some damage, and you can't make any progress without damage. It's kind of like a stress. It's a positive stress. But you do have to compensate and manage the stress.
Yes.
And that's what summertime is. It's kind of like a heat stress, a sunlight stress. And all you have to do is just compensate and pull away when you get too much and modify. Like when I go fishing, you're out there in the blazing sun and it's beautiful and awesome, but you can have a massive meltdown and get a lot of damage if you don't plan in advance and think constructively.
So that's my hot topic. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
And that's your bottom line, huh?
That's my bottom line. That's
where there's heat, it's hot?
That's right.
Okay, so wear a hat, but if you're like me, have nice long hair, and then you don't need a hat, you can protect your shoulders, keep the flies off by turning your head, and I still maintain that a guy with nice, long, beautiful hair is just a sexual attractant to beautiful females.
Oh, my.
It's part of the original mating dance of humans, dear.
What is your problem? Over the fire.
You know, we get the fire going, and we figure out where the natural substances come from. We get all the people having some fun dancing around the fire, and then you start, like, dancing around with your hair, and it gets everyone going, you know?
Whatever. So, if you say so, okay, you got a thing with your hair. Anyways, everybody, that's my hot topic.
Good one. Okay, so what's your final word?
My final word is by Willie Nelson. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results.